USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Residents in East Palestine, Ohio, are complaining of symptoms that may be tied to the derailment of a train carrying toxic chemicals that sparked a massive fire causing evacuations. People were allowed to return a week later, and some say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea. Governor Mike DeWine says the water is drinkable and the air breathable, but residents tell Fox News that's not right.
It burns your eyes. My throat's been sore all day.
Officials from the Department of Health and Human Services will arrive this coming week to set up a clinic. The Biden administration says it will commit federal resources to the town.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the health and safety of the community is the top priority for the administration. EPA, CDC, and HHS resources have been deployed to the town to help with water and air quality testing and other efforts. I'm Dave Collins.
The United States is ending its search for remnants of two aerial objects shot down by fighter jets last week. More planes shot down the unidentified objects over Alaska's North Slope and off the coast of Michigan. U.S. Northern Command says the U.S. military, federal agencies, and Canadian partners conducted systematic searches using a variety of capabilities and did not locate debris. Five former Memphis police officers are pleading not guilty to causing the beating death of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days after a confrontation with police during a traffic stop, which left him severely injured. A judge said Friday that the defendants are entitled to a fair trial and asked for patience as the case proceeds. Their next hearing is set for May 1st. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman will be hospitalized for a few weeks as he gets treated for clinical depression, according to a senior aide. The first-term Democrat voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment this week. The senator's office says he has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, which became severe in recent weeks. This is USA News.
Dell Technologies' President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, then editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Biden administration is offering support to Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, who checked himself into Walter Reed Military Medical Center this week to get treatment for depression. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Millions of Americans, as you all know, go untreated with depression every day. Senator Fetterman did the right thing and brave thing today or just this week by getting the help that he definitely needs.
The president himself tweeted he's grateful to Fetterman for leading by example. There's a wider discussion of dementia now that actor Bruce Willis's family has shared his diagnosis of frontotemporal dementia, which involves damage to neurons in the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain. Dr. Elizabeth Edgerly with the Alzheimer's Association says Willis and his family are especially brave to share his diagnosis.
So often people feel ashamed and embarrassed, and now others are going to hear about it and ask questions and get help.
But she also notes that with FTD and its progressive nerve cell loss, the future is looking to be challenging for Willis and his family. The husband of country singer Kelly Pickler is dead from an apparent suicide. The Nashville Police Department announced Pickler's husband, songwriter Kyle Jacobs, shot himself in their home on Friday. Authorities are still investigating the scene. USA News, I'm Karen Sloan.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.